Hallelujah. Good morning to each and every one of you. I want to take this time and opportunity to welcome each one of you to RTD Church International. Today we are running a little bit late. We had some technical issues, but we give God the glory for this time to come and fellowship with each one of you wherever you are this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let us go before the Lord as we surrender ourselves before God, as we commit the service in the able hand of the living God. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you for this time that you have given unto us, oh Father, to come into your presence, to seek of your mercy and of your favor and of your face. Father, we humble ourselves before you, O God of heaven and earth, O Jehovah God. We pray that our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy power. Thank you, mighty Father. We adore you. We give you praise, Adonai. We give you glory, we give you honor, mighty Father. We surrender the service before you, Lord. We sanctify our mind, our soul, our spirit with the blood. We sanctify the instrument, we sanctify the air, we sanctify the altar by the blood of Jesus. That the spirit of liberty, we welcome you, take dominion over everything that we are going to do today, oh God. That the name of Jesus be exalted in our midst, the name of Jesus be magnified, the name of Jesus be honored from generation to generation, from nation to nation, from continent to continent. Father, we worship you, we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence that is with us. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the price you paid for our salvation. Thank you for the victory that is on the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah.
Holy, 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 holy is your name. Mighty one of Jacob, we worship you, we adore you, we exalt you, we honor you, mighty Jesus. We praise you this day that you have given unto us, oh Father. We thank you for this fire that you have brought us in your house, oh mighty Jesus. Receive all the praise, receive all the glory, receive all the power, receive all the majesty. Who is like thee, the Lion of the tribe of Judah? Who is like thee, Makat? Zaride Beretena, Epabayanta Magadeletea Yakadana Mahande, Repa Baba Bushante Mika Tora de Mihende, Lepete Bihanta Rapazine Megedeleta, Yepa Bujanda Mika Toruba Yakadia, Repa Baba Bushante Mika Tora Rida Bayanta, Riba Babande Mekete Lika da Bahanda, Lepete Bihato Rakadi Reke de Mihanda, Epa. Shante mekia karadi kento roba yantaya epa bayanta riba yantane meketerida bahanda araba babaze zede mihanto ropo shalide akoba yakadi hanto ropa bayantania riba yakadi hatora bine meterima abarate rabazende mekatozaleya akoba zadine meketele dobo zadandia lepete bende katile de bende la paradash Lepeto barande ketele bende leperere bajia ripa bayanta mekoto zarite teperina megedele petele bende le ketele bende la barataya ipa barante ziba barantani ipa bayande. Begin to intercede, just pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost, wherever you are, pray intercede in the Holy Ghost. Mekada mahanda riba hando ropo shadima epaba yantane mekatarande zekebedeleta lepete bihanto ropa yadamandele demaya ikadihato rabine mekia karagadanande epabo janda mekatozo lopo radide bendelepa jete bina koto zalete dima handala gadadaba lepete bina kontono mozari hadabaranda elepedia korobo yantani mikedele kedemai akada baranta na mukuria riba bayanta mine ketele de bezende ripa bababababa yepa bazende zedi hada la kadu na mahande apabo zande makadu na mahande lepia da banda la baj lebede bia banda rapa bazia dia rabahande lepete bende le katia da riba bababababo shanda miko tofarina mihanda lepete bihanta rabababababa jepete riba bababababo shante lepia tabahanda leto dobo zande di baranda lepete bina konto na malite te perina maganate riba bababababo shanta repea tozolo kota shadi hakala gada lepete bina konto za lete perida magadala kite di bayaya jeperida mahanta la banda li paradama epabayante mikoto za rete zeketere de ma megeto romoyanta meketele de binahanda rapabajia ekura radamine mente libaratani akada bihatora bande lepete de kalota tarande epabayante zita rabayanta riba babande ripabayanta mikatora bire bihande ripabababa epayakatara bine menteri rabashanda ekobo jande ribarantania epaboyanta miretia rada mahanda lakadia ripa babu shante riba baba 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 jepeterida mahanta rababu shayam riba baba babu shayam. Hallelujah. Lele barine morobo shayaya Iana mandari mamo shanteri mazanderi bababo shayaya I paride mehende letemia. Today I want us to minister shortly concerning understanding the seasons of deliverance. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a time that is destined for man for an hour of deliverance. And it is very important for a generation to understand the hour and the time of their deliverance. It is your duty as a child of God, it is your duty to understand the timing in which God has promised to bring healing, in which God has promised to bring salvation, in which God has promised to bring deliverance, beginning with your life, beginning with your family, beginning with your also, beginning with your siblings. Praise be to Jesus. There is that time that is destined in the calendar of God. Praise be to Jesus, that affliction will be brought to an end. Hallelujah. Because there can be a generation that may not fear God, but the time come where God will raise a generation that will bring an end of circles, an end of negative circles in family, in institution, in nations. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And as children of God, it's your duty, it's my duty to understand what God have said. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Concerning their situation, concerning their family, concerning their children, concerning their household. Because if you don't know the promise of God concerning your life, concerning your salvation, concerning your deliverance, you will stay in that place of captivity, not knowing that the time and the hour of your salvation have come. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah.
We see in the nation of Israel that the Lord sent Jesus to bring salvation. The Lord sent Jesus to Israel, praise be to God. And because Israel did not discern the time, praise be to God, that was the hour that the Father had sent his Son to bring salvation, to destroy the pangs of death, praise be to God. They rejected the Son like the way they rejected the other prophets. And Jesus speaks and say that my people did not understand the hour of visitation. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. There is an hour of visitation that is peculiar to each and every one of us. Do you know that day you refuse to go to church may be the day, may be the hour of your visitation? Do you know you might have gone to church for 10 years with that affliction, and that day you refuse to go to church could be that hour that God had meant to end that misery. It could be the hour that God had meant to end that affliction. Could be the hour that God had meant to open that door. Could be the hour of deliverance. Could be the hour of salvation. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Do you know the battle always intensifies when you approach the hour of deliverance, when you approach the hour of salvation, when you approach the hour where affliction is brought to an end? The battle always intensifies, and many people are afraid of battles. Praise be to God. When they see battle, they go down. When they see battle, they quickly give up. When they see battle, they begin to misbehave. They begin to act out. They begin to misbehave. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not knowing that the devil knew that you are approaching a place. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Probably you enter into a fast and you are praying and you are inquiring from the Lord about the situation you are going through. Praise be to Jesus. And that very moment of fasting is when the battle intensifies to the extent you feel like giving up. That is the moment your wife doesn't like you anymore. That is the moment your husband doesn't want you anymore. And you begin to wonder what is happening, because the devil is knows that you are approaching a place that he won't be able to hold you in captivity anymore. The devil knows that you are approaching your hour of salvation. You are entering into a realm that he won't be able to control you anymore. Praise be to God. And it's our duty as a generation to keep on pressing. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, that men should pray without faint. You have to keep on pressing, no matter what the devil is throwing around you. The Lord has promised us victory, and we have to stand on our ground and declare the glory of the Lord. As Isaiah says, arise and shine, for thy glory has come. Praise be to God. We have to understand that time that God has promised, that at the end of the days, I will pour my spirit to all flesh, and your sons and daughters, they shall prophesy, and your young men, they shall see vision. If you don't understand that hour, you will be bare and you will not be seeing any vision. You will not be prophesying, because you don't understand the hour of that open door. You need to understand that hour so that you connect at the place of prayer, to connect that this is the hour that God had spoken that I will be married. This is the hour that God had spoken that my ministry will be opened. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Each one of us, we have an hour. We have a time where the devil cannot block what is meant for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The Bible said that John the Baptist stayed in the wilderness until the hour of his revealing. When the hour of revealing come, no hell nor devil can block the purpose of God concerning your destiny. No evil, no witchcraft, no generational stronghold, no principality, no power of hell could be able to stop John, hallelujah, from declaring the gospel of God. The whole nation of Israel knew that there was a prophet called John the Baptist. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Before he was just a nobody, before he was just the son of Elizabeth, praise be to God, in the wilderness eating on locusts, hallelujah, wearing the belt of animals, praise be to God. But when the hour of his revealing, when the hour of his revealing came, God put him on a notice board. Some of us, the hour of our revealing is approaching. God is about to put you on a notice board. God is about to announce you to your generation. Your generation will know your name. Your generation will know your ministry. Your generation will know the purpose in which God has called you. But we have to tarry. We have to understand. And lest we miss our appointment season, lest we miss that time that God has visited the house. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. God don't just come. He come for a reason. When he come to visit the church, he come for a reason. When he come to baptize people, he come for a reason. When he come to heal the sick, he come for a reason. When he come to pour his oil upon the people, he come for a reason. Praise bit of God. And we have to be sensitive to the Spirit of Christ. We have to be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Ghost to understand what that which the Father wants us to do, to understand that which the Father has declared in the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want us to go to the book of Genesis chapter 15 verse 13. Book of Genesis 15 verse 13. The Bible says, "Then the Lord said to Abram, Abram, know for certain that your offspring will be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and will be servants there, and they will be afflicted for 400 years. They will be afflicted for 400 years. Can you imagine receiving this kind of prophecy? Hallelujah. This doesn't sound like a good prophecy. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine your offspring being afflicted for 400 good years? Hallelujah. These are offspring that you have not even seen as a person, and God is giving you this kind of prophecy. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then we began to see the generation of Abraham, when Abraham gave birth to Isaac, and Isaac gave birth to Jacob, and Jacob became Israel. And then when there was famine in Canaan, the generation of Jacob traveled to Egypt, and they stay in Egypt, hallelujah, for many years together with Joseph. And the Bible said that a king arose in Egypt that remembered no more what Joseph had done. Praise be to God. And because the congregation, the people of Israel, they were multiplying very fast, and they were going to outnumber Egypt. Hallelujah. The Egyptians decided to put them under the yoke of slavery. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But there's something that I want to bring to your attention. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. There has to be somebody who will say enough is enough. There has to be somebody who will say that there must be an end of this affliction. There must be somebody who will have to stand in the gap and declare that affliction will not repeat itself a second time. Praise be to Jesus. There has to be an intercessor that will bring the word onto that situation, onto that affliction that the devil has put in the family, onto that affliction the devil has put in the city, unto that affliction that the devil has put in your body, unto that affliction. There has to be a generation that will be authentic enough to stand in the wings of the word of God and say, yes, God said that we will be in affliction for 400 years, but it has been 400 years now. We can't be slaves anymore. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't be in dominion of darkness anymore. Praise be to God of Nazareth. There has to rise a generation that will say, enough is enough. There has to be a generation that will lift up their voices and say, my life must be different. I can't die the way they die. I can't perish the way they perish. I can't be unfruitful the way they were unfruitful. My life must be meaningful. My life must be powerful. My life must make impact on earth for the glory of God. I will not be killed. I will not die before my time. I will fulfill my days in the name of Jesus. I will be settled in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will be married. My children will be blessed. I break the yoke of poverty in my home. I break the yoke of cancer that have been killing my people in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That disorder that have been ravishing the home for many generations. Some is going 100 years, 200 years, 400 years. It has been known that your family lineage has issues and issues and issues, but you can stand in the wings of the word of God. You can stand and challenge the status school, that there is a price that has been paid for my affliction. Hallelujah. I don't need to suffer anymore. I don't need to perish anymore. I don't need to stay under the yoke of bondage anymore. I don't need to be manipulated with unclean spirit anymore. I don't need to be manipulated with witchcraft anymore. I don't need to be manipulated with devils anymore. I don't need to be manipulated with evil covenants anymore, because I have been purchased. I have been bought by the precious blood of Jesus. There has to be a generation that will rise in the wings of the revelation of the word of God concerning their season. You see, there was a generation that was before Jesus died on the cross, but they understood the revelation of what God has spoken. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And as we go forward, when Moses came into play, there is a generation that rose up and remember that there was a word that was spoken that they will be in slavery for 400 years, but it was more than 400 years. It became 30 years. So there was 30 more years affliction that was added to the children of Israel, because no one stood in the gap and cried out. There is nothing that is going to change until a savior rises in that home, until a leader rises in that home, until a warrior rises in that home, until an intercessor rises and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough of these devils. Enough is enough of these witches. Enough is enough of these curses. Enough is enough. The devil is not stronger than God. Witches are not stronger than God. Curses are not stronger than blessing. Evil is not stronger than good. Praise be to God. And to stand on your 2 feet and decree the mercies of God, and decree the help of the Father, and decree, I have been saved. I have been purchased. I don't need to live like this. I don't need to suffer like this. I don't need to die like this. This disease cannot kill me. This headache cannot kill me. This cancer cannot kill me. This diabetes cannot kill me. In the mighty name of Jesus, this fibroid cannot destroy me. In the name of Jesus, no matter what it is, you might have enslaved the past generation, but I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthened me.
I have been delivered. I am saved. I am purchased by the blood of the Lamb of God. I rise in the wings of revelation. I rise in the wings of the rhema word of God, that I cannot live beneath but above. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthened me. It is written that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. I will refute every tongue that rises against me in judgment. For this is the vindication given to my servant, says the Lord. Because I am a servant of the living God, no witch is permitted to make me suffer. No devil is permitted to make me suffer. I have authority to cancel every negative words that have been speaking against my life, that have been speaking against my home, against my marriage, against my family. I thereby nullify every token of evil that was spoken concerning my generation, concerning my lineage. I cancel in the name of Jesus. I refute every tongue, every negative tongue, every tongues of evil, every tongues of occultic, every tongues of witchcraft, makadarata, against my life, against my future, in the name of Jesus, in the wings of revelation, in the wings of the rhema word of God. But this is the hour of my salvation. This is the hour of my deliverance, because his word has come upon my life. His word has entered. He released his word and it lightened upon Israel. May the word of God lighten upon your life. May the word of God descend to bring the ears of miserability, to bring the ears of suffering, to bring the ears of the end of the ears of suffering, the ears of miserability, the pain, the sickness, the poverty, the curse, to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Because there is a word that is entering. There is a word that is entering in that village. There is a word that is entering into that city. There is a word that is entering into that family. And it needs an intercessor to receive that word and retrieve that word and confess that word and decree that word and begin to walk in that word in the mighty name of Jesus. 30 more years was added because there was no generation crying to God. There was no generation crying to God. We have to cry to our Father. We have to cry. We have to cry for our generation to be saved. We have to cry for revival. We have to cry for the outpour of the Spirit of God. We have to cry out for dominion over darkness, that witches will surrender their charm because the power of God has entered the city. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have to cry out because we are promised. We have been promised the power over all the powers of the enemy. Hallelujah. The book of Exodus chapter 12 verse 40 says, "Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt." Praise be to God. Remember, it was supposed to be 400, but it took 430 years. You know, when God was calling Moses to go to rescue the children of Israel, praise be to Jesus, hallelujah, from Egypt, the Bible says, "I have heard
heard the cry of my people. The cry of my first fruit have reached to me. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. They remember that the lifestyle they are living is not the lifestyle that God had meant for them. You might be the one that has been dominated with unclean spirit. You have been dominated with darkness. Unclean spirit and tormenting you and manipulating you in dreams. They are sleeping with you in dreams. They are doing all manner of things to you. Praise be to God. And you have been living in fear. I want to tell you today, there is freedom in Christ Jesus. The price of your salvation is paid in the name of Jesus. You don't need to walk in fear no more. You can receive freedom today. You can be delivered today. If you believe in the power of his resurrection, if you believe in the work that he has done for you, that Jesus died on the cross for you. He took your suffering. He took your shame. He took your sin. He took your iniquity, that you may be freed from the dominion of darkness to the marvelous light of Christ Jesus. God wants to bring you to his light. God wants to bring you to his dominion. But the devil may not take advantage of you anymore. The devil may not make you to live in fear anymore. Some of you, you are living in fear day and night. You are living in fear of unknown. You wake up in fear. You go to sleep in fear. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. But there is the Prince of Peace. He is the one that can give you the peace of mind, that even in the midst of turbulence, you will sleep like a little baby. Can you imagine Jesus was sleeping in the boat when there was waves and storm in the sea? Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. When you have Christ in you, you will have peace. In the midst of turbulence, you shall prevail, because the Prince of Peace will be living in you. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Darkness doesn't need to have dominion over you, because you are the child of a king. You are the child of God. For those that believed in him, he gave them power. He gave them authority. He gave them power to become the children of the Most High. And because you are a child of God, you carry the DNA of God. You can act on behalf of God. You can profess the word of victory. You can profess the word of healing. You can profess healing to your nation, healing to your family. You can profess salvation to your city, salvation to your neighborhood, salvation to your country, and things will change because you are a child of God, standing in the word of God. Because I am here, the devil will not have his way. Because I am part of this family, the devil will not shine. Only Jesus will be known. We stand in the authority of the word of God on behalf of our family, on behalf of our nation, on behalf of our household, on behalf of the church of Jesus, that we shall shine. We will mount with wings like eagle. We shall walk but not grow weary. In the mighty name of Jesus.